To the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seat to sow. Set your heart apart, take it down the road. Everybody's got a seat to sow.
We're back on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. And we're one of our favorite places. Bell's Carpets and Floors been coming here forever. My wife and I have done plenty of business with Fred and hope to do more. And Fred's got everything on sale today here at Bell's Carpets and Floors. Fred, that's very generous of you.
Well, we find that's the easiest way because we don't have to go through and say, well, this one's on sale or this one's on sale.
Yeah.
We just say it's store-wide, everything, minimum discounts. And, you know, we were talking to Rufus earlier about the color wall. And whether he can...
Yes. Rufus, did you memorize everything?
Well, it sort of drove me into drunkenness. I'm now colorblind.
Well, it would be. It is hard. It's overwhelming to come in here. So you need some help, don't you?
Right. And that's one of the nice things about the color wall is it gives you a perspective. It's not that you're trying to pick an exact color, but it gives you a range of things you might be interested in. And it not only shows colors, but different textures and different feel. And so it's a great tool for people to decide what they like best. And also it carries, we're insured that we're going to get a good quality. It also carries their Forever Clean warranties, which basically they're not going to stain. You know, they're not going to deteriorate in time. They're going to hold up and give you great service.
Yeah. So, Fred, can you pick out on this wall the most popular swatch?
I would be guessing, but it's probably one of the lighter colors. People have tended to want to go.
There's several that are very similar over there that are lighter, and I can see that.
And the reason why they're not afraid, because of the Forever Clean warranty, they know that if you get probably a roof of the house, a little wine spill or something like that.
Oh, no, you're not a wine man, are you?
No, I'm not going to wine around.
Yeah, otherwise you would need to buy one of the brown colors.
But I have spilled things on the steps that y'all did, and it came right off there, Fred.
Yep.
Yeah. Right off those steps.
How do we get that out properly? We don't sit down and rub it.
Just blot it up and use water, the universal cleaning solvent, water, and just blot it up and blot the stain out into a cotton rag or cloth or even paper towel. So it makes it so easy to take care of.
Yeah. There's some gorgeous colors. There's some blues here, some grays. Is that fairly popular, too?
Yeah. It's everybody has their own idea of what they want, and depending on the color scheme or, you know, the type of look they want to get for their home. The other thing that's big is not shown in the color wall is pattern. People that are changing, they said, well, you know, the carpet that I've got kind of looks, you know, kind of flat, and I'd like something different. I'd like something that is going to be easy to take care of, but it's going to show more pattern and pattern.
Kind of like you have on the floor here.
Similar.
Is this a Berber style?
This is a variation. It's what we call a cut and on cut, where they create the pattern by using cut yarns and looped yarns to create specific pattern.
Yeah, I really like this, and this has held up really well.
Yeah, this is going on almost 6 years now, so people worry about, well, will the carpet hold up? Well, we estimate we get 2 to 3 times the traffic that a home would get, and this shows no signs of wear or anything like that.
Yeah, you do have a lot of different textures and patterns and things. You have some right behind you. Yeah.
I love that.
Kind of unused.
The one with the
baby playing.
Toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really, I love that texture in that one. That's really nice.
It gives you a nice pattern, but it's subtle.
Yep.
It's not something that, you know, when you get it in the room, you think, oh, that's too much, too busy.
Yeah. Right.
Got ripples, sort of ripples to me. And Fred, we've all been interested in that rhinoceros down there. I'm looking at the picture of the rhinoceros, and I thought, well, is he trying to show that carpets are so good a rhinoceros can tromp on them?
I mean, if you have a rhinoceros come into your house, then how would this carpet hold up?
That's the idea, is that this is a 4,000-pound rhinoceros that has lived on it, done rhinoceros things to it.
And, yeah.
and after they cleaned the carpet, it came back to its original. But the other thing that they're doing, they're partnering with a preserve center to preserve the white rhinoceros because they're an endangered surface. So that's a big one of the big things that Mohawk has taken on is trying to preserve our wildlife and for generations to come. But when you put that carpet in your home, you don't have to worry about it not holding up, not wearing, not being able to take care of.
Yeah. Now, Fred, I'm looking at, it looks like the star part of the American flag over there. Is that a carpet sample over here?
I'm not sure.
The Prestige.
Oh, the Prestige.
Yeah. It's got stars on it and a blue background.
Yeah.
Well, is that can you buy that for your floor?
Oh yeah, we it looks very similar to a carpet that you find in like the White House.
Oh yeah, of course.
Williamsburg, yes, I've seen something at Williamsburg like that.
Well, you've been in the White House. You slept in the White House, Rufus. Did you see any star carpeting there?
I saw a lot of stars, but. It was that reminds me of the White House.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the Oval Office has had something like that in there, a little
what's
lighter blue.
What's especially popular with that, not necessarily the stars, but that kind of design and everything, is doing runners and area rugs.
Oh, okay.
We can fabricate a runner for your stairs, or we just got done with a customer where we made a fabricate for her stairs as well as 2 small matching scatter rugs. And this was a case where the customer needed specific sizes, and we were able to create the rugs for the sizes she needed because we'd fabricate everything right here.
Yeah. And that's important when you have bare stairs, the wood stairs.
Safety.
I just don't feel comfortable doing that. I think carpeting's much better.
People put in these beautiful hardwood stairs, then they realize
dangerous.
Yeah. And so that's the idea with the stair runner, is create a safe environment. You don't have to worry about going up and down the stairs, slipping and falling.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Fred, I'm looking through here, and something I noticed, almost every brand I look at is American. Millican, Karistan, Mohawk, Stanton. As you said, the overwhelming majority of what you carry is made right here in America, right?
Yeah, most of our carpet. No, we have several. I mean, we have so much selection. We do have some that are, made foreign-made. But like you mentioned, the brands like Mohawk, Karistan, Maslin, these are all old-time and brands that have been around for close to 200 years. And, they're made right here in America.
Fabulous.
So we don't have to worry about tariffs.
Yep. Good.
So, Fred, we're going to be talking with you some more. Thank you so much. Always enlightening and fun.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Rufus, I noticed... Who was that, Joel, did you say was here? Skip. Okay, let's talk to Skip here on the Weekend Gardener.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, Skip, how are you?
I'm doing well, mostly, but here's the deal. Church is doing okay. This was not the best year in terms of pounds of produce, the weather, and I'm not sure what all. But here's the deal. I just recently, like a week ago, planted about 18 broccoli plants. The plants look amazing, but something has eaten the center stem out of pretty much every one. The plot is fenced, so there are no large critters or even small critters that can get in. And I've been spraying for bugs, but something has eaten the center stem out of almost every plant.
Well,
Dave, do you want to answer that? You put the headset on.
Well, I was told to put the headset on.
Don't do it, people. Don't do it. What Jeff says to do over here now.
Well,
he could steer you wrong.
I can't answer the question because I have a similar question about a hibiscus plant, but we'll get to that one.
Okay. Yeah. So, Phil, what were you going to say?
Well, excuse me. We're having to use BT. Which is...
Betheris thuringiensis.
Yeah, it's like it's sold under Dipel. It is I dust that on a leaf and I'll eat it. I mean, it's not going to hurt you, okay? It's not a poison. But it only takes care of worms, caterpillar-type things. I suspect that that's what's eating Skip's broccoli. Mm-hmm. It has been the worst year since the first of the summer. It's been the worst year that we've ever, well, I guess in this, even back to the spring, for insects in probably 15 years at the nursery. So it's really been a tough time. There's white flies, there's aphids, I've already seen the pansy worms coming down off the oak trees, which is, I mean, the pansies aren't even planted yet, but I've seen them around. And then,
well, that makes sense. Certainly, we fed the squash borers a lot this year.
Right, right. I would just get some Dipel or something. It's actually BT. So I would get some of that and dust the plant.
That sounds great. I'd like to replant. I'm actually on my way to a garden center as we speak, but I would love to plant broccoli again. I was afraid I was going to have to default to collards, which are probably good for some people. They're not my favorite thing to eat. But
well, you don't use enough fat back.
No, there you go. That's probably the deal.
You like me with kale. I can do without kale now. I can eat the...
You know what? I'm sure it's really good for me, which is why I don't like it so much.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we give the collards away, so it doesn't really impact me personally, but I'd love to see some broccoli. Dipel sounds like a great solution. I'm going to replant today, and I'll dust them right away with that.
All right. That sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you.
Yes,
sir.
Bye now.
Bye-bye, Skip. All right. Now, Dave is one of our listeners from Wake Forest, and Rufus brought you some plants.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not going to be able to talk about that. We got to take a break. All right, we'll keep that thought. Rufus brought some plants today. We'll find out what they are coming up on The Weekend Gardener. We're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. Herb is, we're going to talk to Herb here in a minute, but we need to wish a happy birthday to Janet. Happy birthday, Janet H., sir.
Janet?
Initial,
okay.
Yeah. Does anybody want to sing happy birthday
happy
to
her? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Come on, Dave.
Happy birthday, dear Janet. Happy birthday to you.
Jeff, you didn't sing. You're doing your homework, I know.
Well, it's like somebody said about Buzzy Bumgarner. Everybody sing except Buzzy.
That's
all right,
funny.
Janet. I'm sure you've click. I can hear click, click, click. People turning off the radio. All right, Herb, good morning. How'd you like to hear yourself there in that promo, huh?
That's pretty nice. It's true. Two things. Good morning. I was thinking this morning that we should say thank you all very much, as always, for getting up early on a Saturday morning to bring some life, fun, and education to us all. Couple things. Rufus talks a lot about cheese curds, and I was not sure if he knows that if he were a real Wisconsin, he would not eat cheese curds without ranch dressing. That's the state sauce,
oh,
almost.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No,
that sounds good.
I don't know if you've ever tried it, but
no one
in Wisconsin would think of eating cheese curds without ranch dressing.
Well, that's a good reminder, Herb. I'm going by the farmer's market on the way home and get some Ashe County cheese curds. And
give it a try.
Have ranch dressing at home.
Give it a try. You made me think, Mike and the rest, about something that I think about a lot, and that is the resilience of plants.
Yes.
I have thrown a number of plants out back and just thought that was it, and they came back. So we've got to be patient. It's pretty dry out there for those of us who are container gardeners.
Yes,
it really is. I see some plants drooping.
Yeah, I didn't realize until one of my banana plants, which is basically water, start toppling over. So I hope, well, I don't want it to rain this weekend for people who are on a Labor Day, but we need some rain for sure.
That's for sure.
My final thing is, when you brought up Peggy Martin, which is along the same subject, I had a fig bush that has been sitting out there in one of my containers for 5, 6 or more years. I got a cutting from my mother, and it had done nothing. And I had been told, read or whatever, that if a fig bush does not produce, you need to cut it down. And I try to stick to that word. But a couple weeks ago, I went out there, and I just happened to look over, and it had a single fig on it after all these years.
Oh, wow.
So I guess I'm not going to cut it down.
No,
this time.
You got to give everything a fighting
weekend.
Chance.
Well, you might want to take it out of that bucket, Herb.
Yeah, but my problem is I'm surrounded by trees, and the roots do not allow hardly anything to grow. So my bananas, peaches. Oh, Mike, I'm going to send you a picture of my peach. I think that I'll send you a picture. Y'all take
all right.
care.
Herb, thanks very much. We'll be back from Bell's
Rufus,
Gardens.
Get over there Monday. We're going to need you.
All right, we're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Phil Campbell. Brother Dave over here, one of our longtime listeners.
Yeah, we've been trying to get to Dave a long time here.
Yeah. Well, y'all had a nice conversation off the air. Y'all were talking about swamp daisies. Is that correct?
That's what I call
it. Well, bring us up to date then.
Well, Phil has already identified them as really a sunflower. What was the technical?
Well, they're swamp daisies. They're called helianthus, which is the name for sunflowers. But yeah, they're there's all kinds.
All right. Nice bloomers. They bloom this time of year.
Yeah, the nickname for these, if you want to give it just a common name, is swamp daisies.
And what was you had a couple of different varieties? One that
one grows about 8 feet tall and falls over.
Yeah, but you used a different term. What was it? What did he say?
It was
Dave?
Something flop.
No, it was floppy.
No, you said no, fall. I don't know. I wish
fall
I could
over
remember.
And oh no, not fall,
fall
over.
Fall over.
Fall over.
Yeah.
You did not learn that in law school, did
no,
you?
No, that was not.
If you did, it was in Latin.
Amor vincit omnia, which is love conquers all.
And you took that instead of math, right?
Yeah.
I don't know which is harder.
But the swamp daisy is dependable, great perennial, and color at this time of year. I just love them. And I don't know where mine came from. I think somebody brought it to me, and I stuck one of them out. and now they're all over the place.
Well, Rufus, you've told me before that they spread pretty easily.
Yes, they do.
Well, you had given me the one that I've got right now probably 2 years ago or something.
That came as one?
That was one.
That clump you've got now was started with one?
Yeah.
Okay, I made my point.
So that's the spread that you're talking about.
Yes.
I think Miss Monica's on the line with us. Aren't you there, Miss Monica?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you, Monica, those wedding pictures, you're the most beautiful bride.
Oh, my goodness.
Stephen was okay. He was okay. But you were gorgeous. Wait a minute. Let me show this. This was
on
Monica. Put how many years you've been married? Do you mind saying?
25 years.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
You were just a child. Both of you were. You looked mighty young.
Well, I think
look
I was 25.
Look at Monica.
Actually,
look at that picture.
Yep. Oh my!
Monica,
wow.
And Stephen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh me. Things have changed a little bit.
Well, we all have, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What? Well, you had a remarriage?
No, that was.
Did you get rid of Stephen? You didn't get rid of Stephen.
No, I mean celebrate the long-standing marriage.
Oh, okay. Did you get something with your vows there? Y'all didn't do that?
No, we haven't done any of that. Just had another day.
All right. You didn't go out and celebrate. The commissioner would allow you to go out and celebrate.
We did. We went out to eat and all that fun stuff. Yes, we did.
Good.
And
all right.
But
well,
it's been one of those years of milestones, turning 50 and then 25th anniversary. And, you know, it's one of those years, it seems like. And I think it has been for you guys,
too. It has for me. Yeah, it sure has.
Just,
so how about
hey,
that?
Monica, just wait till it's 60.
I know, right?
Yep.
When she turned 60 or 60 years of marriage?
Carlton, I've been married 60 this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wow, that's awesome, Bill.
That's congratulations. Well, I've only been 50. 50 years of PTF,
right.
50 years of marriage.
Right. So that's great.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Got a good milestone happening. That's great.
That's right. Yep. So when the milestones happen a lot at the farmer's market, I know.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, but we're open. Our vendors are all open right on through Monday on the holiday. So if you're off work, it's a good time to come out and check out the market and see what's going on. Of course, we're rolling into the fall season. It's just right around the corner, and we've got a lot of things to show for that. We've got muscadine grapes and North Carolina apples coming in, and seeing more and more fall crops every day. We do have tomatoes and all the summer harvest still coming in with the peppers galore, every variety you can possibly imagine, eggplant, squash. We still have the butter beans, peas, and those sorts of things coming in right now as well. And beautiful cut flowers. Speaking of anniversaries and special events, cut flowers are definitely a hit for those type of events. And we have some beautiful ones, and they will custom make bouquets, or if you have certain colors you need, that sort of thing. So check those guys out. They have some beautiful, beautiful flowers. We do still have a good selection of plants as well. We have some beautiful perennials. We have trees, shrubbery, a few vegetable plants starting to pop in down in the farmer's area, as well as a good selection of house plants. And if you're looking something special for that sweet tooth, we got a lot of baked goods and really good specialty food items coming in now. The fresh salsa is something that's always popular down in the corner where they have salsa and all kinds of pickles and things like that. We also have honey from a local beekeeper, which is a great thing to stop in and always have on hand. There's some of those fall allergies lurking around, and so honey's something good to have just in case you need it. And we do have our market shops, of course, with all the wonderful things in there.
Yeah, like that bread. Oh, the bread.
Yeah.
The market bakery is just it's kind of a tease. They just, you walk in there and say, oh no, I shouldn't do that. I should let me go down there and buy some bread. Cinnamon.
Yes. You Ms. smell Monica. It as soon as you walk in the door.
I know. It's addictive, too.
Sourdough for me, Monica.
Yes. All right. More coming up on the Weekend Gardener. We'll be back with Miss Monica here. We're at Bell's Carpets and Floors in Raleigh. All right, we're back at Fred Gaines' place, Bell's Carpets and Floors. Got Miss Monica on there. Monica, I want to ask you about pawpaws, if there are any out there. This is about the time of year when they start ripening up. But Rufus, would you like to?
Well, okay, Monica, how about this? Where, oh, where is pretty little Susie? Where, oh, where is pretty little Susie? Where, oh, where is pretty little Susie? Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch.
Yay.
Very good.
Good job.
I wrote an article last year or sometime last year about pawpaws, and I included the song. So I have the lyrics right here for him. It's much more to it, but he only gave us a taste of it. So do you have any pawpaws, or do you see any during the summer?
I have not seen any. I know that we have some folks in there that sell the pawpaw trees, but I have not seen any of the fruit, actually. But I'll have to check around, and I'll keep you posted on that if I happen upon any.
It doesn't the fruit doesn't last very long. I mean, it gets ripe, and then it's gone. Mm-hmm. So you really have to be ready. And know the signs of when it's ripe, and then you, if you want to make, I don't know, whatever you make with it, some kind of bread or pudding or something, then you can, then you do it. You start cutting it, and then you scoop it out, and it's delicious. Have you ever eaten a pawpaw, Monica?
I haven't. No.
I am surprised.
Oh, wow. Oh, a girl that went to NC State
and a Johnston County girl?
I know. I usually just stick to my standards, I guess, with my peaches and apples and that sort of thing.
Well, you need to seek it out. Now, our friend Johnny Coley, you've met Johnny Coley. Didn't he bring somebody down to visit, like his master gardeners or something? I don't know, from Oxford.
Yeah, I've met him through various different meetings and things like that.
So. Yeah, he has a pawpaw patch.
Really?
Near Oxford. Yeah, I believe it's near Oxford. He handles Granville and Person, but I think it's near Oxford that he has it. But at any rate, it's native to all 50 states. It's quite.
Yes. So I'm going to have to seek one out and try it. I feel bad now that I've.
You're going to have to because online for North Carolina it says you can purchase fresh pawpaws at many local farmers markets.
Okay.
Well,
and when so, a very short season. But
yeah, it is.
Extremely short season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I associate August, September with it. But he gave me several, a couple of years ago, a bag full, and I took them home, and you know, I had a 45-minute drive or something, and it literally smelled up the car, and it was kind of a more of a banana type smell, fragrance to me, and it was very nice, and it was delicious to just scoop out the meat of the fruit.
Well, maybe somebody can call it and tell us if you can freeze pawpaws, because I learned last week that you can freeze
figs
and took some out of the freezer, and they turned out all right, Monica.
Okay.
You got any figs out there this morning?
There have been some figs sporadically. That's just another one of those things that's hit and miss.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah, and if you happen upon them and you are really wanting figs, you better get them when you see them sort of thing. So there have been some here and there, and as well as nectarines. And plums, we've been seeing a few of those popping in and out, but it's getting towards the end of our peach season. We'll still be seeing some, usually right up until about fair time, because there's a variety called fair time that's usually one of the last ones. But everybody keep in mind that we did get started early on the peach season and a lot of the other fruit seasons this year, so things like that will be ending a little earlier. So
that's a dread I have, the end of peach season.
I know.
Yes, yes. So everybody get them while they're in, that's for sure. And we do have a good selection still coming in right now.
Yeah, Michael brought me some from South Carolina.
Our relatives, my wife's, Melissa's relatives down at
best peach I ever had in my life, except maybe the one from Alexander County.
Yeah, McBee, South Carolina.
They're so good.
It was sort of red, something red?
It's a big red.
Big red.
Big red,
that's real. Probably. That's real popular, Monica. I know y'all, they're out there, too.
Yeah, the big red variety is one of those ones that sometimes a lot of folks are looking for.
Right.
There's so many different varieties, and there's the white peaches, and then we have the donut peaches, and it's just really neat to try all the different ones.
Yeah, the donut peach does not taste like a donut. I tried it. I took several bites, and it does not taste like a donut, but that's okay.
But they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
Sweet.
They're good.
They're good and sweet like a donut, that's for sure, and probably a healthier option than a donut. But
I would say so.
Hey, me.
So we went out to eat a birthday meal, not my birthday, at the Farmer's Market restaurant. I skipped church to go. Melissa and I skipped church.
Oh.
I know. And I'll tell you, it was a raucous. They had grandsons with us, and it was raucous. They didn't call the police or anything, but it was pretty loud, that table. But I'll tell you, there's nothing like waking up and eating sausage and biscuit at the Farmer's Market restaurant.
Yes, great stuff. And they have those homemade biscuits made from scratch, and they do such a great job with it. And they do serve breakfast all day. And then they have daily lunch specials, so it's a great place to come, bring the family. I know there's a lot of students coming, or back to school now, and parents coming in to check on them, so it's always a good place to stop in and maybe have a meal with the family, good home country cooking. And if you're not in the mood for the country cooking, you can always stop by the seafood restaurant for some good Calabash-style seafood. And just a wonderful place to come, bring the family, walk around, and see all the great things that are, as we like to say, grown, raised, caught, and made here in North Carolina. And
how many times a day do you or a week do you have people ask you what that slogan is?
It does come about pretty often, actually.
Grown, raised, caught,
made.
That's right. Grown, raised, caught, and made. When you want the very best, it's got to be in seed.
I'm going to get me a tattoo.
It says
that. That way I won't forget it.
I know you are.
There you go. It's a mouthful, but but it does say it all about North Carolina agriculture, all the great things. And
Monica, speaking of seafood, I'm not going to say the name of a restaurant I went the other day. And had Calabash seafood.
It didn't come close, did it?
It was about one-third the size. Didn't come close to tasting like good old Kemp's seafood there at the Farmer's Market. And so, you know, if you want three meals, one to eat there, one and two to take home in the same box.
There you go.
Go there.
Yes. Yes, and it's, you know, they are very generous with their portions, both restaurants. So come hungry, or, you know, it's one of those things that you can always take a plate to go and enjoy it later. But both are great places to come and eat. And we have our market grill also there in the market shop with the Rufus hot dogs, hamburgers, and so much more that you can enjoy. And as you're walking through the market shops and if you want to cook your own seafood, we've got fresh seafood available along with various other meats and dairy products that are from local farms.
Right.
And the baked goods, cakes, pies, lemonades, orangeades, ice cream, and the list just goes on and on. 3-2-1 coffee, of course, is there in the market shops as well.
And you got Logan's and Super Solid out there, too.
Yes, I was about to tell everybody that they actually have some of the first pumpkins that are coming into the market, speaking
very
of fall.
Good.
And they have also got mums, pansies, asters, and all the things that go along with the fall season, the fall vegetable plants. They have some of those up there as well. And so, like I said, starting to look a lot like fall out here, so it's a great time to come out and stuff around. It's a nice day to do so.
Well, all right. Quickly, we got somebody who has a message for you online with us. Hall?
Hal.
Hey, Hal. Okay. Yeah. What was your message for Monica?
Well, you tell her I'm at right the end of my pawpaw season, but I still have a couple, and if she's going to be around, I'll run them out there to her, and she will get her taste of pawpaw.
Well, I think she needs to. I think she needs to. I don't know how long she's going to be there today, but
I know. Well, if he happens to come out, then he can definitely drop them off at the gatehouse, and I can grab them from there. That may be the easiest way to
To
get them.
Yeah, they're trying to find Monica. Hal, what a nice thing! What a wonderful thing
so
to
nice.
Do! Yeah.
Yes.
Hal, do you?
Well,
do you
I
make,
got interested in them some years ago. I worked at the Museum of History and the Museum of Art in state government,
right.
And a guy from Kentucky got me interested in them, and I ordered some online and saved the seeds out of them and planted them in my yard, and now I have some.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
Wow.
Awesome. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, when are they going to finish the new Museum of History building?
I don't know, Rufus. I've been retired from there for 14 years.
I remember you, my friend.
Yeah, I remember you, too. You were a good patron of the museum and everything in cultural resources, and we appreciated it.
Well, Hal, what a wonderful thing to get those pawpaws out to Miss Monica.
Yep, I'll be glad to do it.
All right.
I didn't get many this year. Last year we had a bumper crop, but this year not too many, but... I try to share them, and I've given away tons of seeds to people.
So are they ready to eat? Are these ready to eat?
Yes, these are ripe. And just like that little song Rufus was talking about, you don't pick a pawpaw, you pick them up. You wait till they fall off the tree.
Yeah.
And you got to get them quick, because when they hit the ground, here come the rats and the squirrels and the critters. You know.
Yeah,
so,
and you cut them, when you cut them the long way, not the... Not
you just kind of cut them open, and you've got to get the pulp out from around those seeds that are in there.
Yeah.
And you eat that pulp, and they're also known as custard apple because it's a custardy texture.
Hmm.
And Rufus, yes, you can freeze pawpaw pulp.
Okay.
All right. Well, Hal, you take it easy there, friend.
Okay. You folks and have a good day.
You too.
Yes,
Miss Monica, thank you.
Yeah.
How useful this program is.
That's right. And, if you get a hold of them, let us know how they taste to you.
Oh, we will. We'll have
all right. Thank you, Miss Monica.
Thank you.
Bye bye. All right, we're at Bell's Carpets and Floors with Brother Fred over here, and Fred, you do have hardwood floors that they're laminate floors that look like the real wood.
Well, yeah, of course, we actually have the real wood, engineered wood floors, as well as your laminate and LV luxury vinyl planks that look so much like wood. Once you put them in, unless you know they're fake, you can't tell the difference. And, of course, the advantage to the luxury vinyl or the laminate is they're much more durable. They're going to hold up, they're going to last longer, they're not going to scratch, they're going to be easy to take care of, and that's why so many people are making the switch to some type of hard surface. And from the engineered real wood floors to all of your different options, that's the great thing, is we can give you the best of durability and value.
All right, Fred, hold on. We'll be right back and talk more with you about all that you have here. The big sale, store-wide sale at Bell's Carpets and Floors.